So we welcome Dr. Keith Wegman and Philippe Mikam, who are both directors of the Maharshi Light Therapy with Gems at the Raj, and welcome aboard. And I'm so happy you're here. Maybe you can tell us, Keith, how long have you guys been doing this now?
Thanks, Dan. We're very happy to be here again. We've been doing this for over 3.5 years out at the Raj Health Spa, and we've had fabulous experiences, and especially of late, we've seen a lot of very exquisite experiences that really show a lot of development of consciousness. And so we wanted to stop by today to really look at some of those experiences with you and sort of remind everybody in the area that we are here and that we've got a wonderful therapy for them, for anybody that's interested in the growth of higher states of consciousness. This is one of the great gifts that Maharshi left us with, and so we're happy to be here.
Now, I know you came out with this, you say, about 3.5 years ago, and I was with Dr. Rowan. He was a principal in putting the knowledge together with Maharshi. Maybe you can give us a little background information about that.
Good. Yes, Joachim Roller and his wife Iris were the principal developers of this with Maharshi. And believe it or not, the technology and the treatment had been in development for almost 30 years, or maybe about 30 years. As we understand it from our course, there was a lot of back and forth between the Rollers and Maharshi over the years. And Maharshi would give these little indications of where to look and where to place things and how to apply the treatment. And eventually, the whole process became so refined that Maharshi felt that it was time for light therapy to come out into the public and be made available. And so we began that immediately at the Raj. Candace Badgett and Rogers Badgett were the first two of the first really to fully adopt this and apply it outside of Blow Drop where the Rollers worked. And so the technology came over a long period of time. And just to describe the basic principle of the experience for people that maybe aren't familiar with it, what we do is we use a certain apparatus that we call light beamers. And these were the equipment that was developed by the Rollers and working with Maharshi. And essentially, we project a very refined light through gemstones, and the light that comes out the other side is very nourishing, very orderly, very much imbibed with the innate, inherent qualities of each of the different gems. And gems, of course, we know have amazing properties, some of the most refined and concentrated substances of intelligence on Earth are these gemstones. And so we're applying light through the gems and applying it over the physiology. And Maharshi says that this particular treatment is very nourishing and very effective at enlivening the light body. And that's the term that he used. And many people haven't heard Maharshi speak in those terms, but that is exactly how he referred to this treatment, as enlivening the light body. And so we see lots of fantastic experiences in our practice out at the Raj, and we wanted to come by today and read some of those great experiences for you and give people an idea of exactly what's happening when people are taking these treatments.
Can I just add something to that? Way back in the 70s, when Joachim Roller went on his governor training course, he was having amazing experiences with gems. And when he spoke with Maharshi, Maharshi said, "This is Ayurveda. You need to come and study with me." And during that time, Maharshi asked him to develop some technology using this ancient knowledge of Ayurveda with modern technology. And that's how it was born. So, yeah.
It's amazing to hear these stories, the different technologies that Maharshi's come out with, and to hear how they began, who the principal people were, and that you were very fortunate that you got on board at the very beginning.
Yeah.
So that's great. Keith, can we hear a few testimonials here?
Yeah, absolutely. So we more or less, I would have to say we almost picked these at random. Almost everybody that comes in fills out an experience form and describes their experiences. And we literally could just take the ones that are most recent on top of the pile and read those out. But we've got, you know, over the years we've had thousands of treatments and so many great experiences. We'll just we'll share a few and then maybe comment on some of them. So here's one. This gentleman writes, at this time the energy was much more concentrated tightly around the body, created almost a pressure on the body, especially at the heart. Many sensations came up and then subsided. I have a ligament that is sore at the right hip. During treatment, it became quite sore for a while, but then as I put my attention there, the soreness became undifferentiated from bliss. Felt more healing inside the body than outside. Difference between that which is the body and that which is not became much less discernible until there was no difference between myself and everything outside myself. Very nice, very powerful. This particular experience is referring to some specific physical issues that people often come in with. Everybody has some little physical issues, some pain, stiffness, joint pain, things like that. And it's been remarkable, you know, for us to observe that these, what you consider maybe harder issues where the joints and ligaments and bones are involved, being very spontaneously, very naturally dissolved, as this gentleman mentioned. And it's remarkable. And so people all report that these experiences continue after the treatment. And so that's something that is very special, too, that it's not just a wonderful experience during the treatment, but the effects seem to last for a long time, if not resolving issues completely.
Okay. This one begins, very silent and settled. Some awareness of sensations, little aches and pains, these abated and smoothed out. One lovely visual experience of red outlined golden bursts of light. This faded to a deep mauve, and within this was a brilliant point of diamond-like light, which got very bright, then faded out. A moment of extreme lightness of body, almost a sense of being lifted off the table. Some giggly bliss in the body with some bizarre dreams, thoughts, and silence. Thank you, Jay Grudeau.
There seems to be quite an element of bliss in the experiences here. Is that common?
Very common. It really allows the physiology to go to the very subtlest level of being. And you know that Atma, where all bliss resides. So definitely bliss is very profound.
Yeah, it comes back to this idea of the light body. And we sort of describe it to people as a more subtle energy level of the physiology. A level of body that you could say exists between the field of consciousness that we all know so intimately here and the gross physiology, and somehow mediating between the two. And so these frequencies, these very gentle, soft, but very profound frequencies emanating from the gemstones and applied in just the right places seem to really activate the healing mechanisms within that level of the body. And we see that percolating up then, that bliss coming through the physiology more and more. And so it's really a phenomenon of a more subtle level, obviously, than just the physical value. It's bliss being activated. There's another one here. A gentleman wrote that after his second treatment, and by the way, we always recommend a series of three treatments as the most kind of complete treatment. That was our recommendation from Lojop. He said, felt very integrated and mellow yesterday after treatment. I felt glowing, and when I went in the dome, several people looked up. They noticed. Today, first attention went to the head, eye pressure, and pain, and that lasted for a long time. And finally, it subsided, and I felt myself settled in a blissful, mellow, glowing, integrated state. After some time, some discomfort arose in another place, then subsided back into the bliss, settled and mellow state. Back and forth to the head again. At some points, I did the nourishing thing, and once I would be filled with bliss, and sorry, the writing is a little small there, and lasted a while. I can see, feel my aura again as I write, and I can see it on my wife, and she looks cute, which I also noticed yesterday, and she and me. I didn't feel like moving or doing much. I felt so good. So there is another, we can see some surface physical issues that somehow sank or submerged into the bliss of the treatment, the very soft frequencies of light, and then somehow were resolved. And then other areas of the physiology went through that transformation. So we see that with people, different points of the physiology that maybe where there was some weakness or some imbalance being sort of absorbed in light is a real common way that people refer to it. And that light straightening out that situation. It's almost as if there's a kind of a cloudiness in the intelligence of the body at various points where there might be some issue. And that cloudiness is dissolved just in the same way that the sun dissolves the clouds.
So do I understand it correctly then that each gemstone has a corresponding part of the body that it shines upon?
Yeah, this is an interesting point. I mean, as we apply it, the treatment now, there is a specific correspondence to a gem of a part of the body. In the future, apparently, as we understand, there is some further training that could be had, and that there may be ways to apply the gems in different ways to affect specific conditions in the physiology. But as for right now, we do apply it generally, and we do use specific areas that correspond to those gems and their frequencies.
Okay, here's another one. Felt that the light was deeply nourishing to the tissues and to parts of my being, which are more subtle than the physiology, has the effect of bringing awakeness to those areas, both physical and non-physical. Outside the treatment, I feel enhanced settled consciousness, expanded silent witnessing, also strength and groundedness. Really magnificent experiences.
Mm-hmm. And here's another one. this gentleman writes that I felt that my, overall from the three sessions, I felt that my physiology has become my Stapacha Vedic abode. The Marshi Light Therapy with Gems treatments have been so reorienting, repositioning, and reproportioning the rooms of my physiology. I am feeling much more in accord with nature. It was such a wonderful experience, and I hope to repeat it annually in the future. And one point that pops out here is that people often wonder, how often can we do these treatments? And we usually leave it up to them. Some people like to come in and do the treatments once a week. Some like to do it every other month. This gentleman, for example, seems to be looking at it maybe as a yearly thing, coming back once a year. But it's basically wide open. And we've had people that have come in and notice such profound effects that they've immediately extended maybe to 10 days worth of treatments or maybe 14 days. And then have found that situations and imbalances have become resolved somehow. But it's something that's available anytime as long as you'd like to come back.
So it's probably good to check in. I did this, by the way. I thought it was great. I got a number of sessions. I really enjoyed each one of them. But you do. You have this feeling, like, afterwards, you know, some time goes by, and you say, boy, that was sure good. I sure use this more of that.
I'd just like to add this one experience of my own, because we're reading experiences that are full of light and physical change, and I don't want to give the wrong impression, because when you're in the transcendent, sometimes it feels so normal that you don't notice that it's fantastic. You don't notice that it's blissful, because it's so natural and it's just so what it should be. And I remember when I first started doing light therapy, I was having this one experience and I was thinking, oh, this is nice, but, you know, this feels a lot like the dome. It's the transcendent. It's just what it is. And then I noticed that I'd been watching these great big boulders in my mind as if they were in Arizona deserts or something. And as I watched them, I realized I was watching bones in my lower back move. But it was such a non-spectacular event because it was happening in the transcendent. And at the end of that treatment, I was over a chronic pain that I'd had for years. It had just dissolved. It had just righted itself in such a natural way that it didn't seem abnormal or amazing. It just felt correct, you know, and normal.
Right. Yeah. And one interesting thing here is that, you know, Maharshi has always said we don't try to solve problems on the level of problems or the darkness. We just bring the light. And almost exactly like that, we turn on the light beamers, and people feel as if a light switch somehow has been turned on inside. And it's really, as Philippa was saying, it's really just kind of an extension of their experience of consciousness. It's drawing consciousness out more into the physiology. And the light just exposes any area of where there may be imbalance or distortion in the body and resolves it. It's just the light.
Yeah, it's as if the light body is perfect Smriti. As if it's perfect orderliness itself. But maybe there's little areas that have forgotten its true nature. And when the light comes through the orderliness of the gems, it kind of helps every aspect of the body to remember its perfection. And the emotional body and the spiritual body, it's all part of that light body. And, yeah, so it's very healing on all levels.
I remember just before we started, just in casual conversation, you were mentioning that there seems to be some elements of our community a little more devoted than others to enlightenment. And do you get many Purusha or Mother Divine IA people?
Good, yes, absolutely. We often have special discounts for those groups because they are devoted to growth of higher states. And this, we really feel, was something that Maharshi, it was a gift from Maharshi for that purpose, ultimately, as most things that Maharshi has given us are. And so we generally, like this month, through the end of the month, September, we have a 50% discount for Mother Divine Purusha and for IA grant recipients and for MUM and MSA faculty, staff, and students. And they, as much as everybody, love the experience. So we have a lot of people from those demographics coming in.
So if you'd like to make an appointment, you can call the Raj at 472-9580, extension 6. And we'd love to see you.
And the location is out at the Raj, I understand?
Yeah, we're out at the Raj, and our offices are actually in the back building of the Raj called the Raj Manor. And so we have lots of treatment rooms back there. We're also doing Maharshi aromatherapy back there as well, and have plans even to combine these two treatments into a wonderful kind of package of treatments. So so we'd love to have everybody out there and come and have lunch and then come and have some light therapy with gems after that.
Well, that's fantastic. I know I'm just about due. I might be one of your newer customers coming in.
Right.
And I was wondering, do you get many out of town? I was expecting my daughter to come to town. I was thinking about treating her now. She's a meditator. Is there any restrictions on
Absolutely
what category
not.
You fit into?
You know, we've had people from all over the U.S., well, all over the world, and many of them aren't meditators, and they still really enjoy the experience. And some people have started meditating because of the experience. So.
Yeah. This actually is a really great point because since the beginning we've felt like this would be such a great transition for people into learning TM. And one of the great things the Raj does is it treats people somehow to that experience of their inner self awakening. People often report after doing Panchakarma and the treatments that I feel more like myself. And I think then they begin to recognize things that are good for them. And they start looking or taking a different look at meditation, at TM, and other things because they've sort of been lit up inside. And light therapy is a great transition into that. And I think it's ultimately the idea is that every TM center would have a set of these and would be able to do these treatments. And I think it's a great introduction to Marcy's knowledge because it really gives them a taste of what that experience could be like.
Oh, I'd like to add one more thing. You just reminded me. It would be nice if every center did have a set of light therapy beamers. But one thing that's very, very special about Fairfield is that we have one of the only two sets in the world of Marshy light therapy with GEMS big beamers.
The big ones.
Yeah, there's only two. One is in Lexington, and one is here in Fairfield.
And these are, just so people know, these are... involve 12 times the number of gemstones. So we've got gem beamers for example, emerald and diamond and yellow sapphire and ruby. And our regular beamers have one of those gems mounted on the top. So it's like a small, almost like a small flashlight. The large beamers are like a big beam of light. There's 12 of each gemstone mounted on the top. And the effect is, I would say, based on people's experience, much more profound, much more penetrating somehow, much more holistic. And so these really are exquisite, very special, and people do find that they're very, very wonderful. So we're proud and very happy to have those here. And so please come and try them.
Well, Keith, I was wondering if you could speak a little bit more about the light body. That really intrigues me, and I know that there's some deep correlations here that maybe I haven't gotten at first.
Sure. Now, this is an important point, and this is Marcy's term for the experience, the nourishing to the light body. And the way we understand it is basically as a quantum energy field of the body. You know, everybody looks at their body and maybe thinks that this is the physical boundaries of the body or where the body ends. And this is, this is a very kind of a classical understanding. But when we look more deeply at it, if we look maybe at a quantum mechanical level of the body ultimately is made up of frequencies and waves, just like everything else in the universe. And everybody knows about unified field charts. If we just kind of work our way down the unified field chart a little bit, looking at more subtle levels of the physiology, we find that the body is indeed made up of these different frequency levels, frequency domains. And so light therapy works and interacts with that level of the body. We introduce these frequencies from the gemstones at specific points in the physical body, but there are also points of this light body. And those frequencies resonate very deeply with the physiology on those levels. And it activates and triggers that intelligence and those kind of self-healing mechanisms in terms of energy and frequencies. And so the light body becomes, you can almost say, becomes more light, more bliss, more light in that subtle level of the physiology. And because that's the foundation of the gross physiology, then any disturbance or imbalance on the gross level will naturally be counteracted by that, because the foundation is fundamental to it. And so if we kind of root out disorder at a more fundamental level, then you'll see less of that disorder, disturbance, disease percolating to the surface, because we're working at a more subtle level. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, it exists, this energy level of the body exists between the field of consciousness and the gross physiology. So it not only protects and has a great preventative approach for gross symptoms, but it also serves to draw consciousness out and bring it into the physiology more and more. And that's where I think all the bliss and the fabulous experiences that people have in program immediately after their treatments. They find that yogic flying is more lively, they feel more bliss, the transcendence is very rich and clear. And I think that probably is a feature of this light body being nourished and enlightened.
So for those of us who need a little a tune-up, so to speak, this sounds like a great way to add a little coherence to the body and to the mind and to everything. Now, how long are the treatments and how do people apply to for treatment?
Yeah, the treatment total, we tell people to set aside about an hour. The treatments are generally about half an hour with some rest afterwards and some initial setting up and preparation beforehand, so we give them an hour. And we love to allow people all the time that they need to rest afterwards. Some people feel that the experience needs lots of rest to really be integrated, so we give them as much time as they need. So it's very kind of luxurious and very very soothing all the way through.
And a phone number?
Yeah, let's go with that phone number again.
472-9580, extension 6. And appointments are also available on the weekends and the evenings.
And you basically, you call the Raj and you speak to one of our schedulers there. And then they look at our schedule and fit you in for an hour time slot, maybe one day or over 3 days. And everything's covered there in the phone call.
Marshy Light Therapy with Gems is excellent for restructuring the physiology and different aspects of consciousness. But it also influences every single aspect of your life. One thing that happened to me with my sister, who I hadn't spoken to for 45 years, I was in light therapy, and all of a sudden, all of the memories and everything came through, and somehow it was all dissolved. And that's all the light therapy was about. It wasn't what I intended, believe me, because I hadn't thought about it for 45 years. But when I got home from treatment that day, I had 3 calls from my sister on my answering machine. And she said, Pippi, I was just wondering, do you think it's possible that we could possibly be friends? And I thought, Jagrita, this is a marvelous treatment. And it's very, very healing for all aspects of life. Many people have said that their desires are fulfilled a lot quicker, a lot more easily, that it's just, it just affects every aspect of your life.
Yeah, and I can add to that, having seen people that have had experiences or come out of treatment and have felt a really profound effect on the emotional level. As Philip was saying, feeling some resolution of some issue. And we know the physiology, obviously, is like a universe unto itself. So any, you know, emotions and mental states and everything like that ultimately become imbibed in the physiology or reflected in the way the physiology functions. And sometimes negative experiences in the past or emotional issues are there in the, you know, kind of there in the body. So the light therapy, again, seems to have a way of softening any of those, any negative experiences in the emotions or in the mind, and bringing about a resolution, you know, purifying that area, and which is both physical and on the emotional and mental level. And so people do have that complete range. Not only that, but we have to say almost very celestial experiences come about as a result. People feel that they've experienced some some deva or some intelligence working on the physiology, helping the physiology to heal itself. And so there's a whole range of experiences in that regard as well. It's very interesting.
Well, this sounds fantastic. It sounds like preventive medicine, just a very easy way to have the medicine go down. But speaking about that, maybe we can talk a little bit about people who, like they break an arm or they have a car accident or something happens to them. I mean, of course, it's probably shutting the barn door after the horse is left, but still, it must be good for that situation too.
Yeah, it must be. We have had a number of people that have come in with some acute issues like that, maybe recent issues or things of that nature, and where it may not completely heal up that situation, it certainly serves as a foundation for it. And I think any other approach that people get from their medical doctors can be supported by this experience. And I think it would probably help the healing process because it does seem to affect in a very positive way the strength of the functioning of the immune system. And so it really could be a great basis for healing quickly from those types of issues.
Well, thank you, Dr. Keith Wegman and Philippa Meacham. It's been wonderful to talk with the custodians of one of Maharishi's technologies to enliven consciousness, and we're all on the path to higher states of consciousness, and you're doing a great job out there. We want to thank you so much. And just one last time, what's the phone call? What's the phone number people want to call?
472-9580, extension 6.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and we hope to have you come in another time.
Great. Thanks, Dan. Thank you.
Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev.